Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Ooh! What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. The first verbal cardio of 2025. That 20 quota is what I'm calling it. The 20 quota. First one, we're back. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I hope y'all had a wonderful little holiday break. Hope you enjoy family and friends and peace and quiet. I hope you got some rest up in there. I hope you made some dope changes that you want to implement for the new year and stick to and stay true. I hope that popped off for you. And I hope it just didn't start off raggedy for you. I hope it's cracking, it's popping, it's looking good. Things are looking all right. But I'm thankful, I'm grateful. 2024 was a year. It was a year of just like rest and reflection. And that's mainly what I wanted to focus on in 2024. Take my foot off the gas a little bit. And it turned out to be a good year. Still some stressors in there, of course. But overall, it was a good year. It was a good year, a good time. I went to Mexico. My booty hole exploded. But, I was blessed to be there because it was for work. But I talked about that when it happened. That's been on Verbal Cardio. It's documented. I went to Seattle to support Sincere and his short film in the film festival. That was a good trip. I took a nice little train ride up to Washington, a 30-something hour train ride. It was very nice, very fun, very dope. I love my hotel room. I had a little dust up with the post office situation, but that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? I went to Cabo to celebrate the revival of Kevin Melissa. I had a suit on, a sweaty ass suit because it was hot as hell out there. Had a great time, drank. I got buzzed. I was Buzz Lightyear with dress shoes on. Had a great time. Glad I went. It was fun. Absolute blast. I took the pressure off myself from planning trips. I was like, all right, me planning a trip is adding stress to my life. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to make a trip. I don't have to book travel. I can just sit my ass down all year, just be thankful. And I did just that. I took my foot off the gas on planning. I did go to New Mexico. I visited my mom and my brother and my niece and nephew. I did do that. Paid off my mom's house on my birthday, for her birthday and Mother's Day and beyond, just for her being a fantastic mom and being who she is. It was an absolute honor for me to be able to do that. So that was the best moment of the year by far for me, was that moment of being able to pay my mom's house off, to take any extra pressure off of her, whether it be financial, spiritual, whatever. It was an honor for me to do it and a blessing for me to be able to do it. And that was easily the highlight of my 2024, hands down. That was a great moment. Best birthday ever for me. And I know a lot of people are like, but it was your birthday. You're not supposed to be giving the gifts on your birthday. But that to me was a gift, because it was just like, I've been waiting to do it. I've been dreaming of doing that. Like, that's the dream. Like, yeah, man, you know, pay my mom's house off, or get your parents a house, or whatever that may be. That's like the ultimate dream to a kid. And to do it before I even had a house was just like, I didn't care. I was like, man, this is fantastic. Thank you for accepting my gift, Mom. And so, highlight central for me. I did buy my own house eventually in September. So I did do that. It was a wonderful feeling. But it still paled in comparison to making sure my mom was good. So now, you know, still working on the house. Still getting that done, still going through that process of making it unique to me. So that's dope. That's a blessing too. So 2024 was a good year. So now it's time to replenish all that money I was spending on real estate stuff. Now, 2025, I'm back to work, back on the road, back to work, replenishing the pockets. And, you know, because damage was done to the pockets. My pockets are still getting beat up right now, because the interior design people still hitting me up for more and more money for stuff. And I'm just like, well, damn it. How much? What? That cost that much? Oh. So here we go. I got my mail stole the other night. I ain't even moved into the house yet. This dude walks up and steals my mail. My neighbor, man. Shout out to my neighbor, Don, man. He sends me the Ring video from his house. Dude walks up, takes the mail right out of my mailbox, drops a piece, picks it up, and just like, you mother, I ain't even in there yet. I ain't even in there yet. So he done picked up some junk mail, some mail from the previous owners, and probably some mail from me on the new, you know, home tip, some mortgage letters and stuff. Like, man, you bum. You are a bum. You just going around in people's mailboxes. I hope you get a crotch rash that you can't even deal with. I hope it's a crotch rash on you to just sitting there. That you, because I know you ain't gonna go to the doctor. If you out here stealing mail from mailboxes, I'm willing to guess and bet that you ain't got health insurance. So I know you're not going to get checked up. You're not going to get checked out. That's the vibe I'm getting from you stealing my mail. Like, you just not on top of things. Like, you're not making the appointments. You're not showing up. And I hope that rash on your crotch is just brewing. I hope it's spreading. I hope it spread. I hope it go from Pangea to the world we got right now. I hope it just spread. I hope it spread from your balls to your shaft. I want it all. I want you to sit there and marinate. I want you to call your raggedy ass friends and family. And that's right. I'm attacking your whole lineage, your whole crew, your whole community. I hope when you hit up your raggedy ass friends and family, worried about your crotch rash, and you just like, man, what is this? You ever seen this? I hope they got no answers for you. Zero answers. I want you to go on WebMD and get more stressed out. I wish you the utmost stress in 2025. I want you to be stressed out all year long, because you a hoe. You're out here stealing mail. I hope you get a paper cut on your nipple from the mail you stole. I hope while you're sitting there sweaty and shirtless with your taco meat showing, with your theft taco meat showing, I hope you get a paper cut right on your nipple from looking at other people's mail that you stole, sir. I hope it gets you right there in the nucleus of the nipple. I hope you get a nice, robust paper cut. And I want it to hurt. And I want it to leak milk and blood, you bitch. Just stealing mail. Let me move in before you steal my shit. At least let me get in there. At least let me get in there. Man. Let your boy get his feet together before you walk around and walk up and steal my mail. You hoe. I hope your new year is raggedy and ashy as hell all year long. All year long, I want your year raggedy. I want your January to be trash. I want your February to be absolute ass. I want your March to be musty. I want your April to be ass. I want your May to be muggy. All right? I want your June just to fall off the face of the earth. I want you to get kicked in the jewels in July. Every day I want you kicked in the jewels. I hope August is just filled with, oh, come on. I want disappointment for you in August. I hope your September smell like a septic tank all year long. Sick of you, man. I hope in October your ocular situation is raggedy. I hope you lose sight in one eye. I want your oculars to fall off. All right? Sick of you, dog. Anyway, sorry about that. Tired of it, man. Can't just be out here stealing mail and think I'm going to just let it slide. I hope you slide in November. I hope you slide on some ice and you do the Prince splits and you land on your ball sack and I want it to explode. I want it to pop like them red balloons on that dating show. Sick of you, man. I hope your bank account is decimated in December, man. I hope you watch my show. I hope you see this and know that it's you. Bitch. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. Just had to get that off my nipples. Out here with the mail theft. I can't even get up in the house good and clean, man. Anyway, shout out to my patron saints, man. How y'all doing, man? Happy New Year, Tiffany, Chase Ali, Erica, Crunchy Apple, Joshua, you know what I'm saying? Jay Thomas, Linnea, Sharon McDee. I hope I said it right. Randomly, CJ. Kobe McGuire, Lala Davis, Jay Latrice, Coco Puff, Duchess 08, Miranda Cummings. You know what I'm saying? Alrighty then, Lord Zev, Alice, Miss Crawford, Damon, Iron Bay, Marquita, Cafe Ole. Yo, people in the IG Live, look at the shout outs they're getting individually, man. This could be you if you join my Patreon, man. Lace Willoughby, Jacqueline, Tanya R. Miranda Cummings, Lana, 2 Jelsey, Galactus. All right, I'm already 11 minutes in, so I'm gonna get these bills paid early. I'm gonna get these bills paid early, man. I ain't playing around, man. And we talk about getting paid. We talking about savings. We talking about investments. We talking about all that. We talking Acorns. All right, Acorns makes it easy for everyone to start saving and investing. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Plus, you can earn bonus investments just for buying what you need from brands you love. The small steps today can have a huge impact on your future. From acorns, mighty oaks do grow. Grow your oak, all right? Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible, y'all. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money back on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. Now, I have Acorn. I've had Acorn for a while now. Acorns, my bad. And what I have it set on right now is roundups. So I do the roundups, and whatever money I spend, they take the change from that and round it up. So like if what I buy is like $9.12, they're going to take that 88 cent that remains, round it up, and that 88 cents goes back into, you know, the acorns. And so I just been doing it like that. You can set it up however you want, but just something like that is very easy for me to save because I'm still just going about my day-to-day. I'm spending money, but it's rounding up and then putting that extra into the savings. And so, like, I got a little money in there. Like, you know, when you go back and look at it, like, oh, snap. And then from there, you can take that money and start investing in different things based on what you see on the app, man. It's really dope. So you can head to acorns.com/verbal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. It's a really dope app. I've been using it for a long time. Like, I'm surprised they just now pulling up. But I feel like it's money that you're not even thinking about. So why not just save it and watch it grow? And you just going about your day to day. You know what I'm talking? Because I know, like, you know, thinking about investing and like stuff like that can be daunting for people, especially me too. And so stuff like that, it just makes it easier for the layman, if you will. So yes, head to acorns.com/verbal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
A paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/verbal.
Yeah, y'all, but I really do have Acorn. I've had it for like, I want to say I've had it for the past like maybe 4 years. I think I've had it for probably about 4 years, maybe even 5 years. So I'm not even sure. But anyway, it's dope. It's dope. It helps me out a lot. And I like the little savings I got up in there. So, yeah, y'all. I recommend that. I recommend that. Anyway, we back. So I woke up this morning to a congratulations text from Marcus. And I was just like, for what? And then I scrolled because I was just, you know, I had just woke up. So, you know, eyeballs is crusty. I'm just like, oh, I'm just looking at the phone. The alarm clock went off, so I'm just like, what's happening there? I see a congratulations from Marcus, and then I see one from Angel, and Angel sent me the little video that I have to post. And I was just like, oh, snap. I was like, well, to be clear, I hit Angel with the what the fuck? That's what I said back. But I was surprised, left field, shocked. I was like, wow, okay. Wow. I'm up against some heavy hitters, though. So I don't think I'm winning. I mean, come on, man. Kai Cenat. And Keith, man. I'm up against Kai and Keith, first of all. That's off the top. I'm not winning. But it's an honor to be nominated, you know. Because, you know, the people vote for this award. The people vote. So, you know, given their bases and stuff like that, my campaign is going to be, hey, y'all, I'm nominated. You can vote. That's all I got, y'all. I got to focus on this tour. So I'm not even going to stress myself out with, you know, doing a campaign to get the votes up to beat them. The stuff Kai Cenat is doing, watch out, man. I'm not even going to stress myself. But it's truly, it's an honor just to be nominated. I appreciate the nomination for the people at the NAACP that decides who to put in these categories. I'm honored. Thank you. I don't know if you watched this or not, but I just want to thank y'all for even considering me. So that's dope. Now, what Kev was talking about, you know, getting me styled up for the luncheon, I'm not doing it. I'm not wearing those suits again. I'm gonna probably wear a suit again. Like, if you force my hand, I end up in a suit. But my hand gotta be forced. And I feel like if the luncheon is winning, I think it is, I won't be able to go to luncheon anyway. I'm working. I'll be in Sacramento anyway, because I got shows out there. So I'm not even gonna stress about the hard bottoms. Cause I won't be at the luncheon anyway, man. I gotta work. I gotta replenish the pockets. And me worried about a damn suit is not gonna replenish the pockets. So we not even gonna do this. We not even gonna do it. All right. I told Kev, I was like, yo, man, just let me be a better dressed Adam Sandler and hush. And if you know Adam Sandler, you know he just be walking around in long t-shirts and hoop shorts. That's his stilo all day. You got to dig deep to find him in suits. And even when he wears a suit, you can tell he's just like, all right, man, just put it on me, man. Let me be a better dressed Adam Sandler, man. Leave me alone. Adam Sandler out here doing him. Let me do me. Now, mind you, I'm not that laid back to where I got on the big t-shirt and the hoop shorts, but you know, I'll be looking clean. I'll be looking all right. Let me live in that, man. Well, I gotta put on a stiff ass suit, man. Sick of it, man. I don't like being in suits. I feel trapped. I feel trapped, confined. Got the suit on, got the shirt, the vest, the blazer, the pants. I feel every mineral of the pants. I feel it all in my thighs, my knees, my calves. I just feel it all, man. My sack, balls, shaft, cheeks. I feel every movement of everything, man. I don't like that. I like to be cool and just like breathable. I like to breathe in my clothes. I know some of y'all be looking at my shirt and be like, your shirts be tight, but I like this because my arms are free. And then, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind this. Ain't no button up. I don't feel restricted. The cotton is soft. Watch out, man. Now I want to hear that you look good in the suit. You look sexy in the suit. We already had these discussions. I know I look good in suits. When I watch men on TV, when they hosting shows or whatever, you know, Steve Harvey, all the athletes that do like, you know, the post-game commentary, they got on suits. Everybody got on suits. You know, hosting the Today Show, everybody's suited up. These men are in suits. And I'm just like, man, they had to get all these suits. They had to get all these suits together. They got another suit. There's so many suits. And I'm just like, ah. Ah. Especially when you got a regular TV gig as a man, you got the suit on. You hosting late night or whatever. It's just like, oh, they got on a suit every night, man. If I got to wear a suit every night, I mean, the money is right. I'm sure the money is right. But damn, man. A suit all the time? Even when I shoot stuff, and then, you know, they got the wardrobe, and I'm like, oh, they putting me in a suit, huh? All right. Just get me out of. Can I just not like suits? Can I not like suits? Can I do that? It's women out here that don't like wearing high heels and dresses and skirts and stuff like that. It's women out here like that. They rather not be in it. They don't want to wear it. They don't want to wear this. Oh, I can't stand dressing up. I'm squeezing in this dress. They can't wait to get out of them. They don't even know how to walk in the heels properly. Consider that me. Okay? And y'all don't want to, y'all not listening to nothing I'm talking about. Y'all don't care. Y'all don't care about me. Y'all claim to care about me? Y'all be like, we want what's best for you, Tiny. But when I talk about I don't want to be in a suit, y'all don't care. That's what it's all about. Y'all don't give a shit. Y'all don't give a damn. Y'all could care less how I feel about the suits. Y'all just like, nah, Tone, you look good, you gotta do it. I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't care. So I feel like I'm gonna lose this battle, and then y'all gonna just shove me in the suits, and then I'm gonna always be in the suit, and y'all gonna look me in my soul and be like, Tony, he looks good, but he don't look happy. Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes in the suit. Zoom in. I want y'all to zoom in on my eyes. When you see me in suits all the time, zoom in and see if I'm really happy in that goddamn getup. Sick of y'all, man. Back up. All right, I'm cutting this IG live off. Please join my Patreon. Head to my Tony Baker page, click the link in my bio, click that Patreon tab, get in on it. Also, see if I'm coming to your city, the Replenish the Pockets tour. We got Pleasanton, we got Sacramento, we got Tampa, we got Miami, we got Chicago, we got Baltimore, we got Austin, Texas, we got Dallas, Texas, we got DC, we got Charlotte, we got... Who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting a whole bunch of people in the middle, a whole bunch of cities in the middle. Whole bunch of cities. Oh, we got Phoenix. We got New York. We got Detroit. We got Atlanta. We got Houston. And I think that's it. I think that's it, man. I want y'all to get your tickets, get your Patreons, get all that going. Get it going, get it cracking. You say scroll up? What's going on here before I get out of here? Scroll up to where? What am I looking for? Stylus. Yeah. You can look like you while being simultaneously dressed up. Oh, okay. On the stylist tip, I'll dig around. I'll sniff around and see what these stylists are talking about. See what's really cracking. But anyway, man. All right. So I'm shutting off the live, but the podcast continues on for the patron saints. Sick of Instagram, man. Sick of Instagram. All right, let me send this text off. Boom. All right. Got that closed. Close this. Shut that down. So WWE Raw last night. Hulk Hogan got booed. And I'm glad. Glad he got booed. Hulk Hogan was a disappointment, man. To find out, you know, his little racist antics, man, especially as a kid. Growing up, when I grew up, Hulk Hogan was life, man. Us little black kids on the south side of Chicago, we was really rocking with Hulk Hogan. That whole little, that was my introduction to wrestling. Hulk Hogan, the Junkyard Dog, the Ultimate Warrior, Andre the Giant. That's the wrestling I came up in, right? What was his name? Jimmy Superfly Snuka, whatever. Those cats. Roddy Piper. But Hulk Hogan was like the leader of it all. Like, he was the main guy. And we loved the Hulkster. You know, him ripping his shirt off. It's me and the Hulksters. You know, I thought he was dope. And then growing up, you know, and as time progresses, you find out, man, this dude's a bigot. Come on, man. Word? Wow. So I'm glad he got booed up. Because we was really, us little black kids was really rocking with him in the 80s, man. I remember the epic battles with him and Andre the Giant, man. Shoot, I'm glad you got booed, sucker. You know what I mean? Just ruining everything with the bigotry. Ruining your whole legacy. For what? Is it worth it? Is it worth ruining your whole legacy over some bullshit like that? Racism is complete and utter bullshit. It's horseshit. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's so unnecessary. And you want to sit here and lounge in it and just be ignorant. You know what? Boo! Boo! There's a lot of y'all out here like that, man. Boo you all. Boo you all. All of y'all. On every front. Not just white racism. Some of you black racists, too. You boo! I know black people can't be racist. You know what I'm talking about. You racially profiling bigoted blacks, you too, all y'all, Hispanic, Asian, whoever holds the gene, boo you all. It's horse shit. I don't like to hear it. You know, you hang around with me and you come with some racist bullshit, I'm gonna call you on it. I'm gonna say something about it. 9 times out of 10, I'm not gonna let you slide. I'm not gonna let you slide. I'd be like, yo, you sound like a bigot. And then we can get into a discussion. You know what I mean? So that's how I ride. You know what I'm saying? And also this year, man, this year I'm moving on credit where credit is due. I like to ride on that credit where credit. I like to give credit where credit is due. And I don't like having conversations with people that can't give credit where credit is due. You know what I mean? You know, you talk to people that just stand firm in their opinion on something or opinion of somebody and want to discredit everything about them because of their opinion about them. That was like, no, you got to give credit here. You got to give credit there. Now, giving credit where credit is due to people you know personally is a little bit tougher because you know them better. You have a personal relationship. So, but when it comes to like celebrities, athletes or whatever, and you're digging around and stuff you have no firsthand knowledge of, you're just going by what you heard. And with that, with your bias or your critique or whatever, you can't give credit where credit is due in other areas. It's like, I don't really like having conversations with people like that because the conversation can go nowhere. Because it's just like, oh, you standing firm on this. All right. You know what I mean? I'm a give credit where credit is due type of cat. I'm like, yeah, you know, they did do that. They did achieve that. You know, they're not my personal cup of tea, but they did do their thing. Like, let's say Drake, for example, you know what I'm saying? Like people saying, man, Drake is trash. Like you got to give credit where credit is due. He's made a lot of music that has really, you know, has really affected people. Like people rock with them. You know, you don't acquire that many hits by being trash. Now you can easily say he's not your cup of tea. That's fine. Say that all day, but to not give credit where credit is due. Nah, he just got hits because that many being on top for this long. Nah, man, give credit where credit is due. That's what I want y'all to do this year in 2025. Give credit where credit is due. We was in the chat last night talking about Tom Brady, and people don't want to give Tom Brady the credit where credit is due. And it's just like, y'all just being silly. And I can't really have convos with people like that. You got it set in your brain like, nah, I don't like this person because of this. And then everything else is just negated because I don't like this person because this. And it's just like, well, then what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Especially in this era, we in the people can't let shit go era. And people just hold on to one thing and they hold on to the nub. And so I saw a post, Siree the Kid, shout out to Siree. He posted about crazy women versus normal women. And, you know, he had mentioned in the post that, you know, crazy women got that fire smash over the normals. And I had to disagree. But I will say this. I don't deal with crazy crazy is a turnoff for me. It literally scares me. I know a lot of dudes be saying, man, she crazy, but that coochie, it's never that good. It's never good enough to bypass the crazy. For me, especially as a grown man that where sex doesn't rule my every move. I'm just like, nah, she crazy. She gonna ruin things. She gonna add stress to your life. Sex ain't never that good to where it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna put up with the stress and the ruin. Why? What are we doing? She crazy, man. I can't stop. I can stop. It could be the most glorious coochie this side of the Mississippi. If that crazy too crazy, I'm out. Out of here. No. If you're not even on the crazy side, I've turned my back for far less. If we having too many back and forths, if I feel like you possessive or jealous in any form, when I get up in there mad early and you showing the jealousy flex, I'm out then. You ain't even showing nothing crazy. I'm like, nah, man, I'm out. But if I get the hint that you going to do some crazy wild shit, no. I'm not getting my tires slashed. I'm not getting my car keyed. I'm not going to have you outside my house. We're not going to do this. We're not going to be fighting every day. You're not going to be hounding me about other women. You're not going to be doing this and have me, man, she crazy, man. I'm going to just take her down one or two more times. No, not me. As stressed as I be, hell no, I don't need this. You can keep that crazy coochie. Now, if the crazy is like a subtle crazy, it's not too crazy. I might sample the goods. I might be, let me see what's going. But no, but if it's too crazy, be like, nah. Or if a woman gives you the heads up, like, yo, if we smash, I'll be going crazy. God bless. Like if you, because some people do give you the warning. They do give you the disclaimer. They let you know off the top. Yo, if we gonna be doing this, I change. Oh, well then I'm out. There's levels to the crazy, and I'm not into the crazy, man. I experienced crazy shit too early in my life from other people to where I'm just like, nah, I ain't dealing with none of this. Absolutely not. Nope. Cause you know we get it. It's cute. It's cute early on to some people. Oh, you crazy about me, huh? It's cute in the beginning when you think the craziness is a little playful and whatever. But once you find out that crazy is serious, oh hell no. Shit just got real, man. You got to get the hell up out of there. You got to get the hell up out of there. So I'm not a fan. I am not a fan. Can't do it. Will not. Will not, man. And you know what? I'm low-key a little bit too paranoid when it comes to, like, energy and, like, the crazy. But I don't like to just call people crazy. Because we be slinging that word around too willy-nilly, man. I don't like to just label people crazy because they have their... Because we're all different. We all move differently. We all have our, you know, eccentric ways, if you will. What might seem crazy to somebody might be just regular to somebody else. So, you know, I just try to be mindful on that tip. But... Mm-mm. Yeah, man. It's too creepy out here, man. Too creepy. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful with who you're dealing with. And fellas, man, stay away from the crazy coochie. It's never worth it. I know you want to have a good time. You want to be filthy and you want to have a good story to tell. And you want to be like, man, she was crazy. Dudes be getting excited. You ever see their eyes light up? It's like dudes get excited about the crazy smash. Man, she was crazy, man. But for me, I'd be like, man, she was crazy. It's like a cautionary tale for me. I turn around slow. If I deal with somebody crazy, Tony, what happened to the old girl? Man, she was crazy. Yo, let me tell you something, man. You don't want no parts of that, man. It was crazy. Ain't no light up. It's a pull a cigarette out. Let me tell you what happened to me so it don't happen to you. And I'm going to turn around. Like, if I dealt with somebody crazy and you ask, I'm going to turn around after you ask just so I can return around to give you the serious face. Tony, what happened with the old girl? Man, that girl was crazy. It was a night, just like tonight. I went over there. Man, it went down. I thought it was just going to be a routine smash, and it turned into something else. Everything went off the rails. Then I'm going to walk to the window and look out the window while they just still there taking the story. And I'm going to be like, that's when everything changed. And then I'm going to go look out the window and keep telling the story while I'm looking outside. But these dudes out here, man, they just be too excited about about the crazy smash. Man, she was crazy. Speaking of crazy. They say Skip Bayless offered a girl, a hairstylist, $1.5 million to smash. Let me tell y'all something. Hell no. Hell the fuck no. $1.5 million to smash. Now, mind you, Skip Bayless looked like the type to pay for the coochie. That doesn't surprise me. He looked like he would pay top dollar for some coochie. But there's so much other coochie out here for a fraction of the cost that will gladly accept the funds and you can keep it moving. Gladly, for a fraction of the cost. $1.5 million. That's a lot of bread. I couldn't imagine me, Tony Baker, Like, yo, I give you $1.5 million for a sample of the goods. No. No. I don't like spending like that. I'm not a cheapskate, and I don't like transactional sex. I'm not a fan. I've never dabbled in prostitution or anything like that. I'm not a fan of transactional smash. Fool me. You got to fool me, at least. You got to fool me into thinking, oh, you really like me. You got to fool me, man. I got to feel like, oh, yo, she really feeling me, man. You put the wool over my eyes. But if I get a hint of transaction, cash transaction, I'm out, man. I'm turned off. I'm out of here. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Nah. It's all transaction. Transactional pumps? But let me ask y'all this. And be real. Be honest. Don't be in here trying to look like upstanding people. On the low, on the tuck in, on the underneath. Y'all smash it for $1.5 million? No judgment. This is a judgment-free zone. $1.5 million. Man or woman. Man or woman. Not just the women answering. I want men and women. Somebody offer you $1.5 million for the goods. What y'all doing? What y'all doing? Ooh.
Oh.
She said, I've done it for way less. I respect the realness. She looks like Chris. She looks like Skip Bayless. The girl offering you the goods is somebody you not remotely attracted to. She putting $1.5 million in your pocket if you smash. It's got to be somebody you're not feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because it's too easy. Like, you know, if it's somebody that you're into, like Neil Long come up and be like, Tom, I'll give you $1.5 million for the smash. You can have it for a fraction of the cost. It's got to be somebody you're not feeling. You know, that's the rub. That's the angle. $1.5 million sounds wild. That sounds wild. You bet if Carrie Hilson asks, I'd fold. First of all, if Carrie Hilson asked me, she would get it for a fraction of the, listen. I'm like, man, you ain't got to pay me no 1.5, Carrie Hilson. You can get this work for the low, low price of $1.50. What do you mean? Give me $1.50. Give me $1.50. You know what I'm saying? Khalees, it's on the house. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. What the hell's going on? What the hell is happening out here? On the free. Now, somebody asks if Oprah asks. Here's the thing. For me, it's not just based on like looks like that. It's just like, do I want to smash Oprah? Is the real question. Have I ever thought about, yeah, Oprah? Like I've never looked at Oprah like that. So now it's just like, I've never really looked at you like that. Like, Oprah's just somebody that I've never just been like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oprah. So now, just like, yeah, I'll take the cash. Not that, and I'm not trying to say, what I'm trying to say is, she's not hideous, horrendous, unattractive, or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. It's just, Oprah's just someone that I've never thought about in a sexual capacity, like for real. Because there are a lot of people that are, you know, they're not ugly. They're attractive, but you never really been sitting there like, yeah, they could get it though. Nah, it's just like, I never really thought about that. And so with Oprah, I'll just be like, yeah, I'll take the cash. Gail is another one where I've just never been like, Gail. You know what I'm saying? Because there are plenty of like celebrities where I've just been like, yo, the list goes on if they can get it. In the celebrity realm, the list goes on of, oh, they can get it. But, you know, but the list also goes on of people I've just been like, they're very talented. They're very dope. They're not ugly. You know what I mean? So that's the thing about Oprah. So when I say like, nah, I would take the cash, it really comes down to, you don't really do it for me in that capacity, but I don't like calling people ugly though. That's the thing for me. Like I'm more like a how you move, the energy based type of person when it comes to like looks and stuff like that. And you know, there's certain people that, you know, I look and see and I'll be like, oh, you don't really do it for me like that. But I'm still not like, oh, you ugly. No, that's the energy on that don't feel good to me, because I would hate for somebody to look at me and be like, man, Tony ugly. That would hurt. And I'm sure it's been thought before, but you know, if somebody said it to me, I'd be like, it hurts. You know what I mean? So I try not to. Now, if you ugly acting, I will call your ass ugly all day. If you got an ugly attitude, if you your energy ugly, yes, I'd be like, yo, man, you acting real ugly in this bitch. I'll do that all day, 100%, 1,000%. But when it comes to people's looks, something that they have no control over, it's just like, I don't like to just be out here calling people ugly like that. Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're born how you're born. You can't help that. Yeah, you can get some modifications. You can get some surgery. You can change your whole look. But like, ultimately, it's just like, you know, you look how you look. Your face is your face. So I just try to be respectful of that until you give me some bullshit antics and energy. And then I can be like, you ugly ass nigga. You ugly as fuck, man. There's people out here with ugly energy all day. There's some ugly energy out here. For sure. For sure it's out here. So, yeah. But that's wild, y'all. It's wild business out here. wild business. And I'll be telling people too, I'll be like, because people desperately want me to, a lot of people really want me in a relationship. They like, Tony, who next? Who you dating? Who you hollering at? Oh, you put her on your page? That's a good look. Like, y'all want it. And I'm like, chill. I mean, I'm cool. I'm chilling. I'm good. You know? But I know y'all are like, that's a good look, Tone. Man, even if the woman is married, y'all still be talking shit. I'll be like, hey, don't make it awkward. Don't make it uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So I'll be worried about that. Like when I post like other women on my page, I just be worried as to not embarrass the woman or to put her in an awkward situation, or you know what I'm saying? But that's the nature of the internet, man. You can't control what people gonna say unless you turn the comments off. So that kind of comes with the territory. But I'm just like, man, y'all need to chill sometimes, man. You're making it weird. You're making it weird. But I know y'all be out here matchmaking in your minds. Let's get Khalees and Tone together. Khalees looks like she is happy in life right now. It looks like she's just out here enjoying the travels and she writing books about Africa, and just like she looked like she's just raising her kids and just enjoying life. She don't look like she's stressing about no man or relationship right now. You know what I mean? It looks like she just out here in the sun, skin popping, hair looking luxurious. She looks amazing. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. She fire. But, you know, she just looks, she minding her own business on that front. That's the visual. Be fighting between you with my mama because... You and your mom be fighting. That's crazy. You need people born in the year of ox, snake, or rooster. Really? I was born in the year of the snake, but I don't know the attributes on none of that. She could be happy with you and Daphs and Robo. Watch out, man. But I don't know how Khalees is. Like, I don't know what she enjoys in terms of, like, I don't know what her sense of humor is. I don't know any of that, really. I don't know. But her voice is ashy. I like a raspy voice. You know, something about a nice little raspy voice that's appealing. I ain't gonna repeat that out loud. Anyway. Let me tell y'all about my Christmas. So we went up to San Francisco to hang with the boy, Sincere. So I went up there. Cherie and her husband Tony went up there. So we all got together in San Francisco to spend Christmas with Sincere. I got my hotel pretty close to him. Like, Sincere lives in like prime real estate, really in San Francisco. Like, his location is, it's in a nice area of like San Fran. Like, he lives on the cusp of some beautifully expensive homes. So I was like, he walks to work. Like, his job is less than a block from his apartment. So I'm like, oh man, you got it popping right now. And all his roommates work at the same place. So it's just dope to see. So we pulled up and so I got the hotel pretty close to him because I was like, oh, I like this hotel brand. So I wanted to see how close it was to him. It was super close. I rented a car. I like to rent a car when I go to different cities. I like being in control of where I'm going and when I can go. And like, yeah, we can do Lyft and Uber all day, but that shit is expensive. And like, you know, I don't want to wait for a car to come get me when I just want to run and grab a smoothie. I want to run over here, or I want to drive aimlessly, or I want to go see something. I always have to have a car myself. So I got the rental car for San Francisco. And San Francisco, the parking is bananas. Parking is big musty out there. So it's kind of tough to have a vehicle in San Francisco. But I was like, I got to have one. So we out there, we hanging out, we going to eat. We ate at this place in San Francisco called, oh, I always forget the name of it. Hold on. I always forget the name of this place. It's Golden something. Golden Era. It's a vegan Asian joint. That's every time I go to San Francisco, I'll pull up on Golden Era. And they never let me down, man. If you like Asian food and you want it on the vegan tip, Golden Era in San Francisco is fire. And they got a good smoothie. And they got a good smoothie. People been fumbling on the smoothies. Smoothies are not as easy as you think. And people be fumbling. I had a smoothie from there. It was on point. And the lemongrass chicken joint. Woo! And they had some good. Cherie ordered the vegan shrimp. Like a fried vegan shrimp. I'm a super ultra tough critic of vegan shrimp. Like the majority of vegan shrimp that I've had, I ain't been feeling. But that was the best vegan shrimp I've had. I think she got like the spicy shrimp or whatever. That's what she ordered, but I tasted it. So if you're ever in San Francisco and you want something on the vegan tip and you like Asian cuisine, Golden Era is the move. Every time I go to San Francisco, I'm pulling up in their face. I'm at the Golden Era. That's the Golden Era for me. Love it. So we ate at Golden Era that first night. That was Christmas Eve. We had a good time. The portions was bigger than what Ree and Tone expected. So they didn't finish their food. I finished my food, though. I was the only one to finish my food. I was being a complete greedy. I'm greedy, man. I'm greedy. I went to this place called Stevie's. Stevie's is on the Creole tip in LA on Pico. Stevie's on Pico. And, you know, they got the Creole stuff in it. They got the po' boys over there. They got the shrimp. They got the gumbo. That's what they got over there. And so I went there yesterday. We were shooting something. And so I went in there. And so, you know, my options were limited. I don't know why I'm so greedy. I've always been greedy. Okay, I got no answer for you. So, but in there, they had blueberry cornbread, banana cornbread. I had to get in on that. I ain't never had blueberry cornbread or banana cornbread. I had to. So let me tell y'all what I ate yesterday, man. Greedy McGee yesterday. All right. So I had the blueberry, I had the blueberry cornbread, I had the banana cornbread. These are muffins, so I had two muffins. I had red beans and rice and cabbage, which was fire over there. Fire. All right. Then I came back. No, after that, so I went to another spot. I got a green juice and a ginger snap snickerdoodle vegan cookie. Tore that down. Murdered that up. Drank the juice with it. Just murdered it. Then we went to another spot, Ethiopian vegan spot. I had a slice of lemon cake, lemon cream cheesecake on the vegan tip. Tore that down. Ate the whole slice. You know what I'm saying? Had a bit of a smoothie. Now, I didn't like the smoothie sauce they was using, so I didn't finish that. But I did sip it and, you know, smacked it and flipped it and rubbed that down. Oh, no. Had that. Then we wrap. I had another blueberry cornbread muffin. I get home. I had some Skinny Pop popcorn. And I also had some vegan ravioli. And I also had some overnight oats. And I also had more green juice. I ate my ass off yesterday. Ate my ass completely off. There are no cheeks left to be had. Ate my ass off. It was crazy. I was buck wild yesterday. So now I'm back to the routine. But I just wild out. I can't do food shows. I can't do food shows. I can't do it. Because I'm gonna finish the stuff if it's good. I can't do it. You know how people be on food shows and they cook it and they just sample the stuff, they taste it and keep it moving. I can't keep it moving. Ain't no on to the next. I'm gonna complete what I tasted. I'm a completist. That's who I am on the food tip. I am a completist. I have to finish. God, I don't even have to finish during sex, but I got to finish the food. That's what's crazy about me. I have to finish the food. You know, most men, when they have sex, they got to finish. I don't have to finish. I don't have to finish. You got yours? Cool. We're done. But no, I don't have to finish. I get off on giving you the pleasures. I'll get off on that later on. But the food, though, I got to finish it, man. And I don't really like that about myself, though. Like, why I got to finish everything? Why can't I put stuff down and save it for later? I cannot save it for later. Ain't no saving for later for me. It's all or nothing. It's do or die. We here. We right now. We finishing. They call me the finisher, man. Dang. Anyway, Christmas was great. What was funny about Christmas, though, since I had the rental car, and, you know, we driving all around, it's me, it's Sincere, it's Cherie, it's Tony. We riding tough. And, you know, I'm taking them back to the hotel and stuff like that. And, you know, their hotel isn't far from everything. We were located perfectly from one another. Nothing was far. And I was like, you know, I was driving them in the rental car. Cherie and Tony are in the back. I'm in the front driving them solo. I was their Uber driver. Can you imagine driving your ex-spouse while they in the back coupled up? That's something you cannot envision in life. Like, I was their Uber driver. Nobody got in the front with me. It was just like, yeah, man, drive us around, James. You know what I'm saying? And it is nothing. It's nothing. We riding, we talking. But that's crazy to from where we began to where we are now. That's something that you can't even fathom. They're just like, yo, man. And they in the back, like, yeah, my ex-husband driving us around, man. It was romantic. Crazy, man. But that's life. Life be lifing. Life be lifing. Anyway, man, it's good to be back, man. I hope y'all had great holiday breaks. Now I can annoy y'all again for another year on this Verbal Cardio podcast. I appreciate y'all for being here and listening to me talk about a hot nothing, just running my mouth. That's why it's called Verbal Cardio. And there'll be more. Please. Get your tickets to the Replenish the Pockets tour. Tickets are on sale for the only two cities left the tickets aren't on sale for yet are Baltimore and Houston. Those are the last two cities we still got to get links for. Everything else is on sale now. Pleasanton in the Bay Area, Sacramento, Tampa, Miami, Phoenix, Chicago, Raleigh, North Carolina, Detroit, New York, Charlotte, Baltimore, D.C., Houston, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas. It's two more I'm forgetting. Actually, I said Sacramento. I think I said Sacramento. I'm forgetting like some cities up in there. Hold on. I'll tell y'all right now. This, I feel like it's like three cities I didn't mention. All right, here we go. I forgot to mention Nashville, Ontario, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Jacksonville, Florida. All right, so I'm going to run the list down again, y'all. Here we go. Pleasanton in the Bay Area, Sacramento, Tampa, Miami, Phoenix, Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, Raleigh, Baltimore, Ontario, California, Nashville, Houston, Detroit, Austin, New York, D.C., Jacksonville, Charlotte. Those are the ones. So if you are anywhere near those areas, if you got people in those areas, get your tickets right now. The tickets are not available yet for Baltimore and Houston, but everybody else is game, set, match. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. I might be selling the Hush shirts on this tour. So be on the lookout for those. Hush. All right. Hush. So anyway, y'all, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.